Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome once again to an evening of wonderful acoustic music here in the big room at Sierra Nevada. And have we got some players for you here tonight. I'm so pleased to be able to bring this level of talent to you, and I'm so pleased that we can pack the room for it. So from me to you, thank you. A few things that have to be pointed out. Right down here in front, Lucy Smith's table. Lucy Smith retires tomorrow. A music teacher to our youth here in Chico for, I think, 18 years. And she's the area representative for the California Bluegrass Music Association. She does a lot for music here locally, both for your kids and for the players in town. So one more time for Lucy Smith here. What she just did, yes. And as long as we're acknowledging classy musicians, how about a hand for the mighty Mossy Creek Cammy Award winner once again, the mighty Mossy Creek. So on with it. A wonderful collection of players. I'm pleased. Remember, if you would, this is an acoustic show. Conversation is meant to be held on the mezzanine if it's important enough. Cell phones off. I'm going to say no flash photography, but it doesn't do any good nowadays. But do your best, please. So please, make welcome, if you would, Mike Bubb, Brian Sutton, ta-da, Stuart Duncan, and Mr. Tim O'Brien.
Standing on the corner shouting at the man. Oh, I'm shouting at the man. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me. Got an old woke coat getting heavy in the rain. Dogs sniff me like a long lost kin. Oh, like a long lost kin. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me. I'm waiting for the bus don't come. Waiting for the bus, but you never come. A lone night street light, bus don't run. Oh, you know the bus don't run. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me. Tool in the hand of God. Change his channels with the lightning rod. Oh, with the lightning rod. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me. Fought in the war, but I don't know which. Wake up moaning in a sandy ditch. Oh, it's a son of a bitch. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. Don't you cry for me. I'm gonna dance all night with a bottle in my hand.
I dance all night with a bottle in my hand.
Standing on the corner shouting at the man. Oh, I'm shouting at the man. Oh, Susanna.
One, two.
rest on train of the island. Hell, that was so blow. Keep me here, don't know why I stay. Nothing much that I can lose, nothing to throw away. I'm gonna take a little whiskey, tobacco I can roll. Bring along my old coat to keep me from the cold. Train of the island, hear that whistle blow. Folks, it's great to be back here at Sierra Nevada Brewery here in Chico. Lovely Chico with all you lovely people. You're looking beautiful tonight. We're going to try to be beautiful with you for the next little while. And with the nice candlelight, blue candlelight. We're in this together, folks, and that's what this next song is about. It's called Walk Beside Me. Show just where I'm going, gonna get there anyhow. I got this far with no direction. I follow my nose to where I stand. My heart's still strong and I know I'll make it to sit right down in the promised land. Sister, come and walk beside me until our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give. Summertime came and left me waiting. Not one answer would I find. But I saw you in the Rocky Mountains. I felt you on the Great North Sea. It's a lonesome road I have to travel. You will always be with me. Brother, come and walk beside me until our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even less have I to hide. Thank you. forgive you. Even this hell I'd hide. People come and walk beside me till our pathways do divide. Nothing much but love to give you. Even this hell I'd hide. I put one foot in front of the other, stepping into the here and now. I'm not sure just where I'm going, but I'm gonna get there anyhow. I got to tune up for you. Troubles and trials are almost over. Troubles and trials are almost over. Troubles and trials are almost over. See what my Lord has done. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep it trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp. We'll be right back.
How's everybody doing? Once again.
I'm going to put my capo on this big old guitar, bouzouki, mandolin, whatever this thing is. It's a mandolin with a thyroid problem. We're going to play one in the key of B flat for those of you that care.
What key would it be in for people that don't care?
It'd be the same. It's the same.
Okay.
This is about a guy who goes off to war and he pledges his life to his sweetheart. He pledges his love and his life to his sweetheart. And he comes back 7 years later. Of course, that's all what always happens in these ballads. They're always going off on some kind of journey. And it's always 7 years when they come back. Yeah, I got an itch. And anyway, so let's tune in on our young couple and see what happens. On Candid Camera. In her garden, and a stranger came riding by, came up to the gate and called her, said, "Pretty fair maid, would you be my bride?" She said, "I have a true love who's in the army. He's been gone for 7 long years, and if he's gone for 7 years long, I'll still be waiting for him here." Perhaps she's on some water goes drowning. Perhaps she's on some battlefield swain. Perhaps she's to some fair girl married, and she may never see him again. But if he's drowned, I hope he's happy. If he's on some battlefield slain, and if he's to some fair girl married, I love the girl that married him. He pulled his hand out of his pocket, and on his finger he wore a golden ring. When she saw that band shining, song her heart did sing, and he threw his arms all around her. Kisses gave the 1, 2, 3. Said, "I'm your true and loving soldier. Just come back home to bury thee." Riding by, he came up to the gate and called her, said, "Pretty fair maid, would you be my bride?" Thank you, folks. All right, well, still gonna try to tune for you. Yeah.
Just a week ago, there was an article in the New York Times that said, if the world doesn't end on Saturday, Bob Dylan will turn 70 on Tuesday. Thank God he did, folks. And it didn't, and he did. And we're all better for it. I'm sure there's lots more to come from Mr. Dylan. Here's one of his songs. Thank you very much. All right. I want to give everybody a chance to shine up here, not like they aren't already shining. I'm going to feature our guitarist from the Asheville, Greater Asheville, North Carolina area. Make welcome once again, Mr. Brian Sutton.
Thank you.
Howdy, Chico. What are people from Chico called? Chicans or Chicoese? Chicoans? Beautiful people. What are people from Chico called?
Cool.
Chicoans. Just don't call them late for dinner. That's right. Okay. Well, here's a song about Chico. And tomorrow night it'll be about the Strawberry Bluegrass Festival. And the night after that it'll be about Wherever I Am. No, it's a simple little tune, wonderful little kind of country old folk ballad written by a guy named Brendan Croker from England. It's called That's Where I Belong. Show me the place where I don't have to worry, and that's where I belong.
Very much.
Thank you, Tim. Here's back to you now.
All right. Why don't you do it in the circle, do it in the square, do it in the tux or in your underwear? Nobody's watching, nobody cares, so just get out there and dance. Why don't you do it with your feet, do it with your hands, do it to a record, you can do it to a band. What part of boogie don't you understand? Get out there and dance. Why don't you get out there? You gotta get in the groove. Let things get loose. Let everything move. Your hips starts to bobbing. Your toes just start to tapping. Now your hands start to clapping. Now anything can happen. So step it to the left. Step it to the right. Shimmy with your shoulder. Then your hips all night. Long as you're doing it, you're doing it right. Just get out there. Do it to a waltz. Do it in the line with some guy. Shout because you don't have fun. It's your own damn fault. I said, get out there and dance. Yeah, you can do it in the morning, in the afternoon, underneath the chandelier, underneath the moon. You don't have
get in the groove, let things get loose, let everything move. Your head starts to bobbing, your toes start to tapping, your hands start to clapping. Now anything can happen. So step it to the left, step it to the right, shimmy with your shoulders and your hips all night. The longer you should be doing it right, just get out there.
You know what was really good about our dancing couple there was that they actually started dancing on their walk to the open space over there. They were very much in sync on the way there.
I'll try. We're going to feature the fiddle and the guitar and the mandolin and the bass on the next song. This is about the fiddle, actually. No banjo. No, thank you. We couldn't bring it, folks. It's just there wasn't room. But
on Southwest, bags fly free, but not banjos.
They're gradually tightening the rules, even on Southwest. Anyway, there was a fiddle player who was about to be hanged for some terrible crime, and they asked him, you know, if he'd like a cigar or something before his, you know, like his last wish, cigar or maybe a steak or something. Sierra Nevada. And he said, no, I'd like to borrow that fiddle. I'd like to play the fiddle one last time. So he started playing, and he played pretty good. And he played faster and faster. Pretty soon everybody was up and dancing. And while they were doing that, he ducked out the back. And that's why still to this day there's so many fiddle players around. This is called the Hangman's Reel. Mr. Brian. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Tim.
We're going to do a song that I made up one time, and I made it up one time, and then I made it up again because it started out as an instrumental, you see. And then it took a long time to find some words for it. Then I recorded it with the words. Then Brian, years later, recorded it as an instrumental. And now we're going to play it with the words. Thank you.
And the instrumental parts.
I'm going to be tested on this later, so you might want to take notes. No, it's called The High Road. Thanks, folks. We're going to feature Stuart Duncan on the mandolin this time. Now, I didn't bring a fiddle with me, and there's a reason for that, because I don't want to carry it around. That's one reason, but the main reason is when I think of fiddle players, I think of Stuart Duncan, and I'm really happy to have him along. None finer in this world.
But if you'd like to hear Tim O'Brien play the fiddle, he's got a bunch of CDs for sale out there.
We have a new record for sale, a new one called Chicken and Egg. And we're going to sing some songs from that. And these guys play all over the thing. And you can hear Stuart fiddling all over the place. But he plays the mandolin on this next track. This is about a guy working on the logging game up in the Adirondack Mountains. Now, the top on Brian's guitar came from the Adirondack Mountains. Most of the real good Martin guitars come the tops come from there, from the spruce up there. But that's a dangerous job, the logging business. This is about a guy working out there and hoping he'll make it through the day, through the week, through the season, and get back to his sweetheart. It's called My Girl's Waiting for Me.
on the sagging dock, floating on the slippery log, sleeping in the frozen bar. My girl's waiting for me, hard-boiled eggs three times a day. Wet as beavers, we hit the hay. Not much sleep, but great good pay. My girl's waiting for me.
Thank you, folks. We want to introduce the bass player in our group. He's from the great state of, he's born in California. Born in California and raised in Arizona, and then finally made it east to Nashville. And Nashville's gain is the loss to the western states.
And, I'm back tonight.
He's been the bass player of the year from the IBMA. He's everybody's favorite man to hang out with in the on the ride to and from the gig and on the stage, Mr. Mike Bubb.
Thank you, Chico.
We're gonna have him bang on the bass on this one called "Working." It's about everybody's job, your job, my job, everybody's job. Everybody does a job, even if you don't get paid for it. It's true, folks. Fish swimming, birds flying, they're doing a job. They're working it. That's what it's about. So if I don't mention your job, it's not because I don't think of you in this song. It's just not long enough. Just a little bit of jobs and working.
Railroad up and down the line. I'm working on a river. I'm working on a
working with a saw. I'm working in the library reading the law. I'm working with the papers and brushes and pens. Finish up a job and I'm starting again. And kiss my woman goodbye. I got a rope around me now to keep from falling off the edge. I'm working in the garden, trimming up the trees. I'm hoeing up the roads, pulling up the weeds. I'm working in the schoolhouse, I'm working on the news. I'm working in a honky-tonk, singing the blues. Working in a hospital, filling out forms. I'm setting broken bones, helping baby be born. I got two hands, the back is strong. I put them in a rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn. Got the wrinkles on my face, that's the price I paid for running this race. I'm saving up my wages, I put them in the bank. I'm paying on a mortgage, I'm filling the tank. I'm saving up for college for a rainy day. I'm raising up and chilling, keep a working away. I do what I can, keep a wolf on the door. I'm working like my father and his father before. Yeah, I walk through the hands, back and strong. I'm in the rhythm, sing a working man's song. I've been working since the dawn of time. Anybody working is a friend of mine.
Friends of mine. All right, mighty fine. Boy, we have a long set for you tonight. Got a lot of songs planned for you. We have some unplanned also. We walked into the Mexican restaurant today and they said, "Are you together?" And I said, "Yes, I am." It's great to be here in California, where the tacos are out every night. Al Pastor's tacos. Don't forget to have a little water with your libation. There is water in Sierra Nevada beer. That's good for you. Boy, I'd like to play in tune for you once tonight, and I will attempt to do so. But you know what? Tuning a mandolin is a lot like world peace. It's really difficult to achieve. It's worth working on it, but it's really hard to do.
I tried, Tim, but...
it just gets out of tune just sitting there. Of course, mandolin is the Italian word meaning out of tune. We're going to do a song written by a dad of a great friend of mine, Daryl Scott. I saw his poster. He played here. Daryl's dad, Wayne, is a great songwriter as well. Got to record with him one time, and he sang this song. And we made it into sort of a gospel quartet. There's no gospel in it.
There's a lot of quartet.
There is a quartet. And the chords are, if you want to know the chords of this song, they are G. You know, bluegrass, a lot of people say bluegrass is better than it sounds. They've done new studies and found out it's not as good as it sounds, but we're going to keep playing it anyway. But it's like, you know, my dad said one time we were at a bluegrass festival, and no. He didn't go to too many festivals. He'd see me play with my band here and there, but he compared me, you know, what we were playing with all the other bands, and he kind of came up to me, you know, in the break in the action. He said, kind of quietly said, "You know, a lot of these songs are the same, aren't they?" I said, yeah, kind of keep it quiet. That's good. And but it's kind of like dog food, you know, when you feed your dog. It's the same thing. Every day they go, oh, boy, dog food again. Anyway, this is called Sinner. Some more songs we don't really know very well, but it doesn't matter. We're in charge now. We're not in charge now, but nobody is. That's one of the great mysteries of life, really, is what's the hardest thing is to let go and just remember you really don't have much to do with it.
Sounds like you're getting a chicken and existential. Yeah. Just made that up.
Thanks for sharing. One called Space Between the Lines. I don't know what this is about. We don't even know how to play it.
What? Oh, what you got?
Some help.
You got the fold up. Is your fold up bass refolding now?
No, it's okay.
Mike Bubb's got this bass. The neck comes off it on purpose, and you can put stuff in the back of it. Like he puts his sweater in there and stuff.
I should have brought the fiddle in it is what I should have done.
You should have put the fiddle in there. You know, I was thinking they ought to make those and just have like a cello inside and then a fiddle inside, a viola inside that, and then it's like one of those Russian eggs.
What about the banjo?
Babeshka.
Space Between the Lines. I wrote this with a friend of mine named Luke Reynolds. He plays with a band called Guster. And here it goes, something like this. One, two, three.
Come expecting nothing but what I find.
Thank you very much. To do a song about a guy who works in a graveyard. Everybody's got a job. That's a job that never goes out. You know, you're always going to have a job for that. But graveyard's a charged atmosphere, I guess. You know, people are there. They're usually sad, and they're usually remembering somebody that's gone. And but the guy who works there, after a while, he sort of gets desensitized. Doesn't even notice what's going on. He knows what's going on, but doesn't really think about it much. And it's called, the guy's name is Joe. And he's old. So the song's called Old Joe. Stuart loose on his big red fiddle and play a Bill Monroe song about the hardest working horse in a team of horses, the one closest to the wheel. That's the wheel hoss. And it goes something exactly like this. ¶¶ Yeah, boy. All right, some folks out there probably have to hire babysitters tonight. Did you have to get a babysitter for this evening's show? Anybody? Hold your hand up if you did. Yeah, okay, couple. All right. So a lot, some of you have children, right? And then probably all of you had parents at one point, we hope. It's sad if you don't, but it didn't. Huh? What? Anyway, this is a song about parents and children. And, of course, the first children might have been Adam and Eve. God would have been the parent. And, you know, sometimes you can blame the parent. It's kind of hard in that case. Anyway, you're always telling your kids, whatever you do, don't do this one thing. It's really important to do this one. Keep this one thing. Don't do that. And then they go, huh, I wonder what happens when I do that. So that's what happened with Adam and Eve. And they went, and God went, you ate the apple?
I told you not to eat the apple. How many times did I tell you?
Your friend, the serpent,
he said, jump. Too. Well, the fruit was poison, made you lose your mind. When you pass judgment, you leave paradise behind. You see good and evil, everywhere is right or wrong. You can't be satisfied, no, you can't get along. You hate the apple? Times did I kill you? What were you thinking? Didn't you know you had it made living here in the garden? So you ate the apple. You had to taste forbidden fruit. You had to look behind the curtain.
One song about being broke, folks. It's written by Harlan Howard, who said country music was, he defined country music as three chords and the truth. And here it is, the Busted.
it dry. I got a hand that won't lay. A big stack of bills, they're getting bigger each day. I'm kind of going to haul my belongings away because I'm busted. Well, I went to my brother to ask for a loan because I'm busted. Thank you. you something, good girl. Surely, surely don't know. Hey, I'm an easy riding papa. I got a home wherever I go. I went to the gypsy woman down at the fortune teller place. Down at the fortune teller's place, she read my mind, and then she slapped my face. I got the California blues, I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. I got the California blues, I'm sure they're gonna leave you.
Thank you, folks. All right. Brother Wynn is a good idea. It's actually a good idea. We'll do Brother Wynn for you because I like that song. Is that all right? We're playing at the Strawberry Music Festival tomorrow, and we're also playing down in Berkeley on Saturday. If you want to, at the Freight and Salvage there on Saturday. And if you want to know where we're going to be or where I'm going to be, especially, you can do what I do every morning to make sure. Just log on to timobryan.net. And it's a useful tool, the internet. You know, you can get it on your computer now. Very handy that way. Anyway, we're going to play a couple more songs and then make way to go out and sell CDs as you leave. As you know, those pockets are weighed down with so much needless cash. The thing is, folks, it's pretty well established that I have more of these CDs than you do. And so if something's bound to happen, the law of nature will take care of it. Anyway, come by and say hi after the show if you like at the CD buffet. This is called Brother Wynn. My mind to go someplace so far away, headed west, without a said goodbye, no hugs or tears that way. It's probably for the best. Sent cards along the way, said I was looking for a brand new life, but I never settled down. Wanderlust would always cut the ties like a knife. Sometimes a lonesome wind calls out just like it knows me. And on a night like this, when I don't know where to go, it shows me the way. Behind, followed a crooked stream to places I had never been. One more highway sign, and
I'm like some other guy. I might count the hours till the day will end. It's not so I can rest. For me, it's the time is best for talking to my friend. She knows me. My
thanks, folks. We're going to play one more song, folks, and get out of the way. We have, like I say, CDs for sale. We'll be around for a while. It's been great to play for you all. Once more, Stuart Duncan on the fiddle. Mr. Mike Bubb on the bass. Stuart Duncan on the fiddle. And on the guitar with the two pick guards, Brian Sutton. And my name is Jerry Springer, and if you enjoyed the show. Anyway, we did enjoy it. And film at 11, that's right. Let's see, what else can I say? Your name here, thank you for coming. We would be doing this anyway, but it's a lot better that you came. And also, one last thing, give a hand to all the people at the house here, Bob that puts the shows on, the sound crew, all the waitresses and... the brewers and everybody. Thank you. And we'll leave you with this one called Look Down That Lonesome Road. One, two, three. Some I want to sell, boy, some I want to keep.
two that I need to tell. Sit down beside me and rest yourself a spell. I've lived a good long life and I've got no regrets. Let me tell my story before I forget.
And see you soon, we hope.
It's Tim O'Brien.
Thank you very much. Let's do Magnus for the
any of you.
All right, we'll do that one.
It's the old Bill Monroe trick. Bill would stand there on his encore. He'd look out with his hat. And he'd wait until he heard the one he was going to do anyway. Then we'll do that one right there.
This is about my hometown, Wheeling, West Virginia. Right in the northern panhandle. Up there in the middle finger of West Virginia. On my street, a guy came down every Tuesday selling vegetables in his truck, an Italian man named Mr. Menya. We didn't know how to pronounce Menya. We called him Mr. Megna. That's what it said on his truck, Mr. Megna's, Megna's Produce. Anyway, you could hear him coming because he'd roll his window down. Start singing a song about what he had for sale in the back. Sound like this. I got melons. I got melons. I got cantaloupe, honeydew, watermelon too. I got melons. I got strawberries. I got strawberries. Bananas and grapes and grapefruit. I got strawberries. And I'm just a little Italian man. Some more food than most men can. I load my truck and drive to town. When you hear me, get your grocery list ready when you hear me. I got tomatoes, nice tomatoes. I got tomatoes. I got green beans. I got green beans. I got broccoli, kale, cauliflower. I got green beans. When I rode down the sides at the top of your street, I shot my neck in the driver's seat. To your door. Plan your supper when you hear me. Get your grocery list ready when you hear me. See my mom come and he'd say, "Hello, Mrs. O'Brien. I got some tomatoes saved just for you. They're just the way you like them, all nice and ripe and juicy. About to split apart. I'll get them for you." Oh, oh, oh. Thank you very much. Thanks. Here's another one from Chicken and Egg, and this is about my dad. Anybody that's missing their parents have gone on, or you're missing your kids, they're off on their own. It's called Letter in the Mail. And we wish you well wherever you go, whatever you do. Happy and it makes me sad.